David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion. Capital at risk.
Today, I'm taking you on the challenge of mastering assertive communication in just 24 hours. Let's see if I can actually do it. In this video, you'll learn about assertive communication and why mastering it is essential for effective interactions. Many individuals face challenges in expressing their thoughts and needs, often swinging between aggression and being passive. They may come across as being pushy or demanding, or on the other hand, struggle to voice their opinions at all. This can lead to feelings of frustration, resentment, and even anxiety in personal and professional relationships. When we don't want to communicate our personal needs effectively, we risk being misunderstood, undervalued, or even walked all over. In order to build strong, respectful relationships, it's essential to find a balance between being clear about what we want and being considerate of those others' needs. Effective communication is key, and that's where assertive communication comes in. It's a skill that can be learned and mastered with practice and patience. We'll explore the key components of assertive communication, including how to express yourself clearly and confidently while respecting others. This involves using I statements to take ownership of your thoughts and feelings, being specific about what you need, and listening actively to others. It's not about getting your way or winning in an argument, but it's about finding a mutually beneficial solution that works for everyone involved. Assertive communication is not about being aggressive or passive, but it's about being clear, direct, and respectful. When you master this skill, you become more confident in your own interactions, build stronger relationships, and achieve greater success in all areas of your life. The key to assertive communication is self-awareness and self-acceptance. You need to understand your own values, needs, and boundaries before you can effectively communicate them to others. This means being honest with yourself about what you want and need, and being willing to take responsibility for your own actions and emotions. When you're clear about your own needs, you can express them in a way that's respectful of others, without being afraid of rejection or conflict. You can also become more empathetic and being better at listening to others, which is essential for building strong, meaningful relationships. It's also important to recognize that assertive communication is not a one-time achievement, but it's an ongoing process. It takes practice, patience, and dedication to master this skill, and it's okay to make mistakes along the way. The important thing is that you're willing to learn, grow, and improve your communication skills over time. Remember, assertive communication is not about being perfect. It's about being authentic, respectful, and open to feedback and growth. The turning point in mastering assertive communication comes when you realize that your needs are just as important as others and learn how to voice them effectively. For many of us, this requires a shift in mindset from putting others' needs first to recognizing our own value and worth. It's not about being selfish, but it's about being honest about when we need to be happy and fulfilled. When you prioritize your own needs, you become more confident, self-assured, and better equipped to communicate effectively with others. This shift in mindset involves recognizing your own rights and boundaries and being willing to set limits when necessary. It's not about being confrontational or aggressive, but about being clear and direct about when you're comfortable with something and when you're not comfortable with something. When you set healthy boundaries, you build stronger, more respectful relationships and avoid misunderstanding and conflicts. Mastering assertive communication also requires empathy and understanding. It's not about getting your way or winning an argument, but about finding a solution that works for everyone involved. This involves active listening, asking questions, and seeking to understand others' perspectives and needs. When you take the time to listen and understand, you build trust, respect, and stronger relationships. In addition, assertive communication involves being open to feedback and constructive criticism. It's not about being defensive or taking things personally, but about being open to growth and improvement. When you receive feedback, try to see it as an opportunity to learn and grow rather than a personal attack. To summarize, master in assertive communication involves understanding your rights, practicing self-expression, and fostering respectful dialogues. It's not a one-time achievement, but an ongoing process that requires practice, patience, and dedication. If you found this video helpful, check out our next video on conflict resolution techniques and share your thoughts in the comments below.
David found a pension that his staff would love. He chose NatWest Cushion because it has a fantastic app that is easy to use. Everyone feels good, except David. He is ecstatic. Take a little more action with a NatWest Cushion workplace pension. Tomorrow begins today. Search NatWest Cushion, capital at risk.